And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, we got a caller that held on. Hey, it's Steve from Tennessee. Steve, how you doing today, man?
Hey, Phil, I'm good. I wanted to try out your new phone number, and I also wanted to comment earlier, I think it was earlier this week, late in the show, some guy called in and said, hey, if a guy can be a girl and a girl can be a guy, then why can't we, also look at ourselves and say, gee, I think I want to be, black or Asian or, yes, or whatever race you want to be. I mean, you know. And so I've been thinking about that this week, and I thought, you know, that would be a perfect concept to help out Elizabeth Warbonnet, because not only could she swap herself off now as an Indian without being, you know, speaking with forked tongue, but she could also claim to be Geronimo, and she could get rid of Pocahontas. So I thought it would work for her in both ways. I just wanted to pass that along to you.
Brother, you are on a roll today. I need to have you just come host the show for me sometime. That's awesome.
I grew up in Gadsden. You talked about Gadsden
really?
A lot. That's my hometown. Yep.
No kidding. Well, I tell you what, man. It's a wonderful community. We've lived here 30 years. And, this is where I represented the state Senate and everything.
Yeah, I could throw a rock about three times from my house and drop it off Nakalula Falls.
How about that? Well, I know exactly where you're talking about then, roughly. But, hey, Steve, appreciate you, man, as always.
Yes,
you have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Oh, man. That was I got the best callers. You want to call in, by the way. We'll take calls right now. Brand new number. Make sure you're paying attention. Some of y'all, especially, that have been my regular callers, I've got some of you that I know the name when it comes up on the board. Just know that we got a new phone number for Right Side Radio. We got our very own number, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. How did you get that number, Phil? Well, first of all, we told him we wanted the word right to be able to fit in there, but we had to have a couple of numbers that weren't in the word. So where'd the 68 come from? Well, my first car was a 68 Mustang. So there you have it. So it's 833-68-RIGHT. Is the phone number if you want to call in. Hey, we're about to launch another segment. I got a few minutes that I can go into it on. And Boomer reminded me that I had a sound effect archived that I have not used. Man, I bet I hadn't used this thing in 9-10 months. But we're doing a segment right now called Woke World, which, by the way, Steve from Tennessee, his phone call was perfect. What a great segue to Woke World. But it's an adventure every single day. So, Boomer, hit it.
Adventures in Woke World.
I used to use that because I used to write a script and do like a spoof. Boomer, I don't know if you never heard the show back then. Probably you were up in Nashville at the time, I guess. But yeah, man, I used to do almost like a skit where I acted out all the parts, and I'd break out in a hot sweat every time I did it because I'm sitting there going, I hope this is funny, man, because I don't know. But that was my intro for it. So we got to save this and keep using it. Thank you for reminding me. Storyline. Here's the way Woke World works. Woke World is when nothing makes sense. Woke World is like when Steve from Tennessee reminded me of the other caller who had called in and said, you know, if we're allowed to change our genders, then why can't we identify as whatever race we want to be? You know, I the other day I put on Twitter, I said, you know, my truck identifies as a Prius. Can it park in the economy parking spot now? But, you know, when does it stop? But then there's other things that happen in Woke World. Like, you know, for instance, and this one is not even funny, really. This is maddening. Did you see what happened with Lee Zeldin, who is running? He's a congressman right now, but he's running to be the governor of New York. And he's probably got the best shot to be a conservative Republican governor that New York has had in who knows how long. Well, he was attacked, I think it was yesterday. He was attacked on stage by a guy who had, they call it a sharp object. What it looks like it really was one of those self-defense knives that you can pose as a belt buckle. And it basically had two finger holes in it, but it had two sharp prongs. And you can use it almost like brass knuckles and punch stab and when you're using it. And it's a serious weapon. And it says here, literally, that he was giving a speech, believe it or not, on bail reform. That's what it was. Zeldin was giving a speech at a Veterans of Foreign Wars post when the assault happened. Story here on FoxNews.com, dated today. He was giving a speech about bail reform when the guy jumped up on stage and tried to attack him. Apparently, Lee Zeldin has a black belt in karate, and so he parried the guy's move, and he grabbed his wrist, and he kept him in a wrist lock until somebody else tackled him. But the guy was trying to stab him. You can watch the videos on TV. Zeldin predicted, he literally predicted, the Republican candidate for governor, who was just attempted to stab him on stage, he predicted that under the same laws that he was there giving a speech about, that the attacker was going to be released that same day, and he was. Can you imagine a sitting congressman who is running for governor is giving a speech about bail reform? A guy jumps on stage, tries to stab him, they arrest him, and he's released on his own recognizance because they have cashless bail laws in New York. And so the guy who attacked him is now out there walking the streets. That's what it's like in woke world. All right. Now there's stories out there that are funny in woke world, like, you know, how can they be that stupid? But this is one where you look at woke policy and you think, who thought this was a good idea? That'd be the state legislature in New York. Shame on them. Passing cashless bail laws, leaving the Monroe County Sheriff's Department no choice but to see him released on his own recognizance after they had just arrested him for trying to stab a sitting congressman who was running for governor, who, by the way, was giving a speech about this very thing. And they tried to he tried to stab the guy, and everybody in the world saw it. They had to tackle him, and he gets to walk out on his own recognizance. I don't get it. Well, I got a stack of stuff in woke world. We're going to come to a break right here in a second, but when we get back from that break, we'll keep going down the line talking about some things that are woke in the news right now. Well, it's out there. We got to deal with it. Like, have you heard what's happened at Monticello or Montpelier, the homes of two of our founding fathers, Jefferson and Madison? Yeah, it's not even fun to go there anymore. So woke. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We got plenty more. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative and just plain right. So, yeah, coming into the last half hour of the show here, let me just go ahead and tell you, Just Love Coffee Cafe. They've been with us for some time now. One of our team sponsors, just a direct sponsor of this show. We appreciate who they are. But let me just tell you, you guys might want to take a look at who they are beyond even the food. So Travis, who operates both of the franchises in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Merrill Parkway in Huntsville, he let me know some things that are going on because, see, Just Love Coffee Cafe, aside from the great food they have and the amazing award-winning coffees they have, the place you can go sit there, you know, and use their Wi-Fi and hang out, read a book, meet with friends. It's just they're both great locations. I've been to both of them, and I love them. But they also pride themselves on being an organization that gives back to the community. And they do a lot of stuff that way. Well, tomorrow's another one of those days. So Travis wanted me to let you guys know, tomorrow, which is July 23rd at the Madison location, they're doing a diaper drive. A diaper drive to collect diapers to support the Huntsville Pregnancy Resource Center and the Women's Center of Athens and Save a Life Decatur. So yeah, that's the kind of organization that Just Love Coffee Cafe is. They are more than just a place where you can meet and eat and have a great cup of, you know, caffeinated beverage, but they are also an organization that does all it can to give back to the community. And in this case, tomorrow at the Madison location on Hughes Road in Madison, out towards City Hall, diaper drive to collect diapers to support the Huntsville Pregnancy Resource Center, the Women's Center of Athens, and Save a Life Decatur. So my suggestion to you is consider a Saturday morning breakfast. You know, maybe it's one of those days where you're like, you know what? I want one of those womlets that Phil keeps talking about, that super omelet they cook in a waffle iron. And I want a cappuccino. And I want to sit there and enjoy it and not have any dishes to clean up when I'm done. And oh, by the way, I'm going to stop by the store, pick up a pack of diapers and take them so I can support those women's centers and the pregnancy resource centers. That's a cool thing, man. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And tomorrow is the diaper drive they're doing for the locals at the Madison location. All right, I am back right now into the third part of the Triple Dipper. Boomer, I got through three parts of the Triple Dipper today. I mean, that's...
That's amazing.
It doesn't always happen.
With everything happening today, I mean, you got through all three.
You know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. But, hey, the phone lines are open. Keep in mind, my folks, Right Side Ruffians out there, we got a new phone number for you, 833-687-4448. The easy way to remember that is 833-68-RIGHT. That's the phone number, 833-68-RIGHT. Love to hear from you. Woke World, what are you seeing in Woke World? Or for that matter, what do you think about anything else we've talked about on the show? The COVID protocols, the president having COVID. Then we talked about, you know, grassroots and leadership and what it means when a community bands together and actually gets something done. But while I'm in number three of the Triple Dipper, it's Woke World. You got that sound effect again, Boomer? I just feel like hearing it. Just one more. You got it? You good to go, man?
Adventures in Woke World.
All right, Adventures in Woke World. There we go. So here's one for you. Foxnews.com reporting as of yesterday, Jefferson and Madison's homes have become woke monuments attacking the founding fathers' legacies. What does that mean? Well, first of all, understand this. There is a billionaire by the name of David Rubenstein. Rubenstein is apparently funding huge amounts towards the endowments to maintain Montpelier and Monticello, the homes of James Madison and Thomas Jefferson, two of our founding fathers. Rubenstein is very bullish on China. Regarding economic investments in China, a communist country that, you know, actually enslaves people and tortures people and executes innocent men, women, and children, Rubenstein has even said at a recent World Economic Forum, that should give you pause right there, he's speaking at the World Economic Forum. In the long term, he said, China has a very bright economic outlook, a large population, very hardworking people, well-educated, and so forth. That's him bragging on China. In the meantime, he's funding a huge woke change to these two... The legacies of Thomas Jefferson and James Madison at their homes, which are beautiful places to go and tour and learn about history. Well, let me make sure I point out this article, and I agree, starts off by saying, to be sure, there is nothing more abominable or obscene in the history of our republic than slavery. Nothing. Okay. Next paragraph, it says, that duly acknowledged. It's also irresponsible and problematic to view the lives, accomplishments, sacrifices, and mistakes of men more than 300 years ago through a clouded and biased prism of today. And yet that's what's happening right now in a disturbing way, it says, at the time with the folks, the liberals and the Democrats who now help run the Thomas Jefferson Foundation and the National Trust for Historic Preservation that maintains Madison's home, Montpelier. So here's the deal. Like, you go to Monticello now. Monticello has now been reimagined as, quote, finishing the restoration of the landscape of slavery. And basically you go and you don't hear as much about Jefferson as you hear about slavery during the time of Jefferson. There's signage, interactive displays that incessantly link Jefferson to slavery. One of the main tours now is at his home entitled Slavery at Monticello. Were there slaves? There were, and I do understand that, and I get that, and it's not good. But now the bookstore is selling things like, you know, books by Ibram X. Kendi about critical race theory, and there's nothing there really about Thomas Jefferson being one of the founders who established this nation that led to the freedoms that we now experience that no longer allow for slavery and have fought slavery across the world. The same treatment, the article says, goes for James Madison, the man known as the father of the Constitution, the one who was behind the Federalist Papers, the one who helped author the Bill of Rights, and yet in his own home now, he is referred to as the enslaver. They're being totally reimagined. All of the decor, the signage, the interactive displays, it's no longer about the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, the sacrifices made, about the writing of the Bill of Rights, about the author of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, none of it. What it's about now is they own slaves, and that's all that's allowed to be discussed for the most part. And it's sad. That's what happens, though, when wokeness becomes the mantra of the day. Story I've got here on a totally different track. All right. The Green New Deal. Yesterday, I did a whole segment of the show. I called it the Green Raw Deal. The Green Raw Deal. The Green Raw Deal makes things happen in a bad way, too. All right. So for all of its, you know, all of its literally just saying that, oh, we're going to save the world. How about when you start shutting down societies? So what happened here in Sri Lanka? This happened, by the way. This is an overthrow of... You want to talk about an insurrection? So here's a story from fee.org. Fee.org reminding us that Sri Lanka's crisis reveals the dangers of green utopianism. Here's a wokeness for you. So the World Economic Forum was bragging. That's twice I've mentioned the World Economic Forum. It's the last two stories. The World Economic Forum and the UN were both bragging on Sri Lanka as being just the model of green energy policies being implemented by government and what we can do. Where are those leaders now? They were run out of the country by the people. So it points out in this article that was dated 2 days ago in fee.org. It says, last week, a group of Sri Lankan protesters took a refreshing dip in President Gotabaya Rajapaksa's pool. It was probably a welcome respite from the steamy 80-degree day in Colombo, as well as from the unprecedented economic crisis currently devastating the country. Over the last year, get this, Sri Lanka has experienced an annual inflation rate of more than 50%, 50%, with food prices rising 80% and transportation costs 128%. This was a nation, by the way, in which the median family income had gone up exponentially in the years just prior to these new policies. What were the policies, mind you? Green energy policies. They were draconian. That literally, the years of irresponsible borrowing by the Rajapaksa political dynasty, then combined with the damage caused by COVID and the lockdowns on Sri Lanka's tourism, just began to drain their foreign exchange reserves. And the country was unable to make its payments. And then, oh, by the way, they created famine on themselves by implementing a massive fertilizer ban because it did not fit with the green energy policies. It's became a major factor. Agriculture is like one of the most essential economic sectors in Sri Lanka's government. 10% of the population works on farms. 70% are directly or indirectly dependent upon agriculture, as tea and rice are the two major exports. And those two industries almost crashed because of the fertilizer ban and other woke green policies. And what happened? The people rose up. It was like watching something out of the French Revolution from centuries ago. Let them eat cake. They showed up at the gate with the cake, and the president was actually run out of the country. He had to flee for his life. They set the place on. After they swam in his pool, and played in his personal gym, and ransacked his underwear drawer, they burned his house down. That's what happened. That, my friends, is an adventure in woke world. Let me just tell you. Well. All right, listen, I got one more. I tell you what, Boomer, I got stuff on the trans agenda. I got stuff on how many times did you know this? Let me just say this before I go to the break. Did you know that the National Defense Authorization Act was just passed, right? It was just passed, and by the way, that means a lot to the green suitor community out there at Redstone, all the defense contractors in the area. I get it. The NDAA is basically the budget for the military. It's what authorizes the things that keep that sector of the economy running. I get it. But it's also become one of the most woke sectors of budgeting. You know why? Because they've got a captive audience, and the federal government believes they can get it. Where is the only vaccine mandate left right now in our military? Well, the House passed the defense bill. Did you know it mentions gender 29 times? 29 times. You know how many times it mentioned China? About 7, I think it was. You know how many times they mentioned the threat of Iran obtaining nuclear weapons in the NDAA? 17. But gender is in there 29 times. It created the gender advisory workforce, which is going to mandate throughout the DOD that a gender advisor workforce basically is a whole new hiring process. It has, grants for gender marital status in the military. It has gender neutral fitness standards. It has gender recruitment efforts. It has on and on and on. I'm just telling you right now, woke world, is obsessed with the idea that we have to dumb everything down and look at everything through their intersectionalities. In the NDAA, the word used more than anything, gender. Take us to a break before I lose my mind, Boomer. We'll do that. We'll take this break. I got two more pieces of Adventures in Woke World. You want to call in? I may have a little time. Our new phone number, 833-68-RIGHT. 833-68-RIGHT. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, we are down to the final moments of the show. It's go home time. Some of you guys are out there on the road right now. And so just be careful on the roads. Have an amazing weekend, all right? Have a great weekend. Phones are ringing right now. If you want to call in, I got a moment. If you call and the phones are ringing, let them ring because Boomer's got to have time to grab it. But, yeah, the new phone number for Right Side here is our own very own number. It's 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-68-RIGHT. That's our phone number here at the Right Side Studio. You can also watch the show. We're streaming online right now. It's kind of crazy. I look over and there's the video playing. But you can go to rightsideradio.org. You can catch our podcasts, which have like over 64,300 downloads now. We've got the live streaming of the show. You can also listen live in case you're outside the AM/FM capabilities. Just know that's available to you at rightsideradio.org. So I'm looking at our number three on the Triple Dipper, Woke World. Woke World has some madness in it, right? Woke World, it gets to the point of like, okay, where do they come up with this stuff? Like, did you know about you know what the trans agenda is like right now, and the absolute ridiculousness that accommodates every bit of that. Things like you have to use pronouns differently. No, I'm sorry, pronouns are dictated by the English language. Grammar is grammar. You can't just claim to be a they-them even though you ain't. They-them is plural, and you ain't plural. Or what about the idea that men can get pregnant? I mean, come on. Well, here's the latest one, story off the Federalist, dated yesterday. Did you know by now that one of the latest trends is in the realm of archaeology? They don't want they don't want the discovery of human remains to be labeled in terms of what their gender may have been. It needs to have a gender-expansive approach to human identification, is what we're being told. What that basically means is, even though they can tell from the remains that it was a man or a woman, we don't know how they identified. They might have identified. I got news. Back then, it wasn't a thing. People would have laughed you out of town. You would have been the idiot running in rags through the woods and living like a madman if you had tried to say that you were a woman. And yet, we got to have a gender-expansive approach to human identification. That's life in Woke World right now. Well, listen, I got to take some phone calls here. So, Boomer, when you're good, man, I'll take line one. You good with that? Yeah, let me get that right now. Line one, JT from Lacey Springs. JT, how you doing today?
Doing quite well. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
A brief comment about the earlier discussion of Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
I think this was your words back in February. You were talking about Zelensky and anyway, about a normal person doing abnormal things.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of goes along with what Bo did.
I think you're absolutely right, man. It's a class act, isn't it?
It is.
Well, JT, I appreciate the call, brother. You have a great weekend, all right? All right. I tell you what, we got line three. Is that good to go, Boomer? All right, line three, Jason from Huntsville. Jason, how you doing today?
Hey, Phil. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, I heard you talking about Sri Lanka and everything that was going on with their farmers there and trying to push them towards the green fertilizer initiative and all that.
Right.
And I didn't know if you ever talked about what's going on here in our country in terms of, the push towards organic farming. And in particular, our farmers and ranchers are kind of catching it from every direction right now. And with diesel fuel up the way it is, I mean, the price of fertilizer has more than doubled in the last year. But also, part of that is that there's currently a lawsuit going on in Texas where they're accusing that there are four meat producers in the United States that control 80% of the beef, right? And so this lawsuit Food in Texas alleges that they've been price rigging to keep prices down for farmers and to, at the same time, drive up meat prices. And you've got Bill Gates, you know, buying up property. I think he's got like 240,000 acres of farmland now. So Bill Gates is now the largest farmland owner in the United States. And, you know, it's just it's every direction right now. Your small farmers and your small ranchers across our country are really catching it, and it's tough. And I think a lot of people maybe don't realize how bad that is.
No, but I tell you where people realize it is, you know, the farm-to-market prices have gone up. I mean, when you and I go to the grocery store, we may not be the ones who tilled the ground and brought the crops to fruition, but we're the ones who get to see the increased costs, because the farmers have no choice but to pass that on. I mean, they can't survive if they can't make back what they invested in the original crop. And so you're right.
Yeah, and a big part of it is that, you know, growing up in Alabama, and I think a lot of places are like this, you have most families have what they term like a cow-calf operation. So you have cows, and when the calves are born, you sell your calves when they're 6 months old. And what this lawsuit in Texas is alleging is that these big four producers are buying those calves at the auction, but what they're doing is they're holding them. So they're buying the cows, they're keeping them on feedlots, but they're also they're controlling the number of cows that get processed. And so what that's doing, allegedly, right, is to artificially hold down the price of cattle at the market. So I can tell you that at auction, you know, those calves that they're selling aren't bringing more now than they've brought in the last several years. So while all of their costs for fuel and fertilizer have doubled, they're not making any more money on the cows they're selling.
Hey, Jason, we're up against a hard time to end the show, man. The music's already playing, but you are absolutely right. And it's woke policies like that that are driving things into the ground. And we're all feeling the price, the increases in the pain that they pump and everything else. Appreciate the call, man. You have a great weekend. All right, folks, listen. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We're 2 weeks into syndication, and y'all are an amazing audience. Coming up next, you got Mark Levin, the great one. We're back here, Boomer and I, in the Right Side Studio, 2 o'clock on Monday. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend.